Welcome to CFRI Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community. Hi, I'm Tess and I'm 23. I'm a singer-songwriter and I have cystic fibrosis. I was diagnosed when I was 5 months old because the newborn screening panel hadn't included cystic fibrosis at that time. I have no recollection of this, but apparently I was born a healthy baby, but when I got home, I was crying a lot, I was in pain, and I was constantly hungry. My doctor said that it was, at that point, too complex for them and sent me to Stanford. And Stanford ran endoscopies and colonoscopies and a bunch of tests and blood draws, and they couldn't really figure out what was wrong with me. And then finally, I should say not finally, but eventually, I caught pneumonia and I was given the sweat chloride test and they diagnosed me with cystic fibrosis. And my mom kind of says that she, like that old witch's tale of the salty babies dying early, she says that she wished she had known because I was very salty whenever she kissed me and that should have been a sign of something, but no, it took until I was 5 months old to be diagnosed. I was a very happy adolescent. My toddler years, I was difficult because what toddler isn't? And my older years, it was really normal. I did my best. I breathed nebulizers. I took my pills, and it was my normal. I mean, some people brush their teeth every day. Some people don't want to floss. Some people say they'll floss and then don't floss. That was never an option for me. It was my normal and I didn't have any other choices. I had to do my treatment. I had to take my pills. I had to do everything. But it wasn't a problem because I was so young when I was diagnosed, it was normalized and my family never made me feel strange for it. When I was in elementary school, my best friend also had a chronic illness and she displayed signs of it. She had jaundiced skin, she had yellow eyes, and I, on the other hand, looked perfectly healthy. And I was a large advocate for both of our health because I understood what it was like to have a chronic illness, but it was also strange having an invisible illness because no one knew anything was wrong with me, so I never had to worry about that. So I was a huge advocate. I mean, when I was in elementary school, I brought in coloring books that were created to educate kids on cystic fibrosis and had all of my friends color them out as sort of a show and tell aspect of my life. So I've always been very open about it. And then I entered middle school. I started at a different school for 7th and 8th grade, and immediately it was a different tone. I mean, I remember I was pulling out insulin. I was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis-related diabetes at 11. I was pulling out insulin, and what used to be totally normal, me putting the needle on and injecting into my body and then eating, a kid freaked out and was going, "What are you doing with that needle?" And suddenly it was kind of like the movie Mean Girls. I mean, except I had mean girls and boys who ostracized me, essentially. I don't think they meant to. I don't think it was malicious, but I suddenly felt very alone and very aware of my differences. At the same time, I also discovered music. And music completely saved me and completely changed my life. I started pursuing it in 7th grade, very seriously. In 8th grade, when I was 14, I was granted a wish by the Make-A-Wish Foundation to record an EP in Los Angeles with some musical friends and musical mentors of mine, and it was a magical experience. For 4 days, I was laying down vocals and piano, and with this great energy and great group of people who really made me feel like this was my path and didn't make me feel abnormal because of my health stuff. And there were some really great cystic fibrosis connections there. My producer, Ari Shine, he actually had a student when he was an English teacher named Joe Dexter, shout out, who was in a punk pop band and totally inspired me. And he had cystic fibrosis as well. And he was older than me. And in that way, it was kind of like having another mentor, someone who I could watch succeed with cystic fibrosis. And to this day, I believe 9 years later, we are still in touch. We still communicate. I mean, I commented on his Instagram story the other day. We're still friends. It's hard having cystic fibrosis and having friends with cystic fibrosis because obviously you can't be together, but we're friends on Facebook. We follow each other on social media and we still talk all the time. And another very cool connection that was made, Adam Topol is Jack Johnson's percussionist and has gone on tour with him multiple times. And he actually is the cousin of a member of the CF community. And when he found out what I was doing, he came and played drums on 2 songs on my album. And then we met up a few years later to play a show together. And he played some of his songs, some of mine. And it was really cool to see how the CF community comes together and rallies for one another. And it was a very special experience. While I tend to downplay the first EP because it's easy to be self-critical and because my vocals weren't as strong then, it led to a bunch of really cool opportunities. My producer, he actually contacted Kevin Lyman, the founder of Warped Tour, and mentioned me. And Kevin Lyman invited me to play on the 2009 San Francisco date of the Vans Warped Tour. And that led to incredible opportunities of playing for 7 years. I played 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15 as well. And I actually went on the tour to other dates in 2014, which was incredibly special and such an honor. I've had a bunch of great press. I've had articles written. I've done guest pieces. I've had radio shows. And it's all been great because I get to advocate CF awareness and spread the message. And I was really lucky. Vans, they started a series on inspirational artists and local icons and movers and shakers, and they actually included me. And so I had an episode of Vans Off the Walls Past the Bucket series, and it's been spread everywhere. I mean, I received messages from Brazil where they had reposted it. It was super cool. One thing that cystic fibrosis has really created is a strong bond with my family, and especially my mom. She's my best friend. I tell everyone that. We spent quite a lot of time together with hospital stays and drives to doctor's appointments and whatnot, endocrinology, pulmonology. I was diagnosed at 6 with epilepsy, so neurology appointments. And we just became really close, and she's a great mom and a great rock and an ally and also a great roadie. We've traveled probably 10,000 miles together, at least, for shows. But she was always very, very good about validating my cystic fibrosis. I never try to say, why me? But sometimes it is very difficult, and she's always been good about saying that it's okay and it sucks, and then she finds the positive light, which I really need sometimes. She also, when I was younger, created choices for me, which I think is very important with cystic fibrosis, because you don't have a choice when it comes to your medical regimen. Like I say, you can create choices in other areas. For example, I've had many hair colors. I've had purple, and I've had blue, and I've had red, and now I am bottle blonde. And parents would give her so much flack for that. They would ask her why she was letting her 13-year-old daughter color her hair. And she would say, well, you can always dye hair a different color. You can always cut it off. You can always change it, but you can't change having cystic fibrosis. And I really appreciated that. And it really taught me when I was younger that she was a true ally to me and a true friend. And now we go to concerts together, and she still comes to my doctor's appointments even though I'm 23. And she came up and spent the weekend with me the other night, and it's great. We are so bonded. I'm really lucky to have a supportive dad. He is constantly rallying for me and is my biggest fan. And my brother, who Dylan, is 4 years younger than me. We get lunch and dinner together all the time now that we live close to each other. He's going to my old college. And of course, I've also had a very close relationship with my friends. I think cystic fibrosis is very intense. There's a lot that comes with it. And so when you create friendships and relationships, they become irrefutably strong because they are going to learn about the meds you take, and they are going to learn about your vest even if they never see you do it. They're going to learn about a lot of it. And if you get sick, they're going to have to learn about the PICC line that's in your arm. But it creates a really special bond. I have really close relationships with my friends because of it. And I think I'm very lucky that way, which is something not many people with cystic fibrosis would say. You would never think, oh, I'm so lucky to have cystic fibrosis. But it has made a lot of smaller things in life and relationships a lot more special to me. I think it's beyond important to have an outlet if you have a chronic illness like cystic fibrosis. For me, I truly believe that music saved me. I felt alone, I felt ostracized, and without music, I probably would have continued to feel that way. But instead, it created this environment for me where I could go and write a song about what I was feeling and release that emotion. And soon, what was my private diary became a public therapy, and other people now come to me and say, I thought I was the only one going through this, and in a way, it makes me feel like I'm less alone. Even if it's not specifically about my illness, it's still a way of purging emotions, and there is a darker current to it, because I think everybody with CF has that deeper sense of self. So yes, I believe that it is key to have an outlet and find a healthy way of coping, because life with cystic fibrosis can be very special and very dear. It can be very intense, and to have a place where you can let that emotion go is so key to having, to feeling sane and having a good mental health. Because that is something that people with chronic illnesses face a lot. I mean, there's double the rate of anxiety and depression and cystic fibrosis, I think. And so having the ability to go to someone, go somewhere, or write, or play music, or film something, or write a script, anything like that, is so amazing and a great place to remain level-headed. As we all know, cystic fibrosis is a rare disease, but it also gives you incredible opportunities, and as long as you take them, I think it's possible to live a fulfilling life with cystic fibrosis. I know I certainly do. So thank you for listening. I hope this helped. My name is Tess, I'm 23, and I have cystic fibrosis.